Welcome to the CryptoZoo. I'm your CryptoZoo keeper, Jay, and today we will be talking about the Kandahar Giant.
You heard about cryptids, but what do you know? Hear a little more on this here show. What are cryptids and what do they do? Learn about cryptids at the CryptoZoo.
As long as there have been people, there have been wars. And war is, as they say, hell. Sometimes more than others. Sometimes, besides being away from family and friends for extended periods of time and risking their lives on a daily basis, military personnel are subject to unbelievable and horrifying situations, such as what reportedly happened to a Special Forces patrol in Kandahar, Afghanistan in 2002. These soldiers allegedly encountered what has since been referred to as the Kandahar Giant. The Kandahar Giant is described as being a humanoid being, somewhere between 12 and 15 feet tall and weighing over 1,000 pounds, with red hair over much of its body, but concentrated on the top and beard of its massive head. Each hand has 6 fingers and each foot has 6 toes, and its gaping mouth has 2 sets of teeth. It wears animal skin clothing and carries with it a strong smell of decaying flesh. For such a huge creature, the giant moves incredibly fast and is extremely agile and extremely deadly. It's said to reside in caves in the mountains of Afghanistan and, when provoked, will defend and attack with a long, sharp spear. Or at least, it used to, since the best example of one of these majestic beasts was reportedly killed. More on that in a few. Giants have been a part of mythology and folklore for millennia. Just about every culture in recorded history has instances of giants, from the Jötnir in Norse mythology to the Nephilim in the Bible. Even modern times have seen abnormally large people, either simply massive in scale like the famed wrestler Andre the Giant, or concentrated in height like NBA players Manute Bol or Yao Ming. So, the fact that a large being exists is not so far-fetched. The 6 fingers and toes coupled with the 2 sets of teeth are an anomaly, though. The story of the Kandahar Giant was first brought to light on Art Bell's Coast to Coast AM show in the mid-2000s, where author and radio host Steve Quayle told the story of the military's encounter with the beast. From there, in 2016, biblical filmmaker L.A. Marzulli dramatized that encounter on his Watchers documentary series. And from there, the story of the Kandahar Giant went viral. So, let's get to the encounter, shall we? Sometime in 2002, a group of Green Berets was sent out into the mountains near Kandahar, Afghanistan, to search for a missing platoon. When they crested a ridge, they found a cave, outside of which was scattered equipment from the missing troops as well as what looked like human remains. A brave soldier known only as Dan took the lead to investigate the cave, but before he was able to get too close, an enormous humanoid with red hair and a long beard rushed out of the cave and impaled him with a spear. Of course, the rest of the party opened fire with everything from machine guns to 50 caliber sniper rifles, and after 30 solid seconds of non-stop shooting, the giant fell dead. Once the soldiers calmed down, they radioed for helicopter support for both their fallen comrade and their slain enemy combatant. A Chinook helicopter with a cargo net took the corpse of the giant away, and no one has seen it since. And every soldier present was made to sign an NDA about the incident or risk a court-martial. Everyone except Dan, who was, unfortunately, deceased. But you know what they say, 2 people can keep a secret if one of them is dead. So, in 2008, a man who claimed to be the Chinook pilot said that the remains were ultimately taken to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio. Later, in 2016, a man known as Mr. K, who features in Marzulli's documentary from the same year, came forward claiming to have been part of the search party that killed the giant. So apparently, some of the involved parties were not so afraid of a court-martial. Although this is the most legendary encounter, there have been a few other experiences which are curious. In 2008, an infantryman who was using a prototype thermal scope said that he saw what he suspected was a group of Taliban fighters sitting around a fire. After watching for a while, the entire heat signature rose and walked away, revealing itself to be not a group, but a single being. Judging from the height of the surrounding trees, the soldier estimated its height to be, 12 to 15 feet. Around that same time, a drone operator reported that he spotted 3 massive humanoids in a village in northern Afghanistan. He claimed that the goats and sheep looked like cats next to them. He watched for a while, but they did nothing out of the ordinary, just went about with their chores and tended to their fire. He said the only interesting thing about them was their size. In 2012, another drone pilot flying his rig over the Coringal Valley spotted a group of Taliban huddled around a fire. One of the men was noticeably larger than the others, making his companions look like children. The big one walked over to a hut and had to bend completely over to enter. Finally, there has also been a non-American encounter. An Australian officer on watch duty in the Uruguayan province reported seeing a large humanoid through a thermal imaging scope wandering around a compound. The being towered over the structures as the officer watched it for about 5 minutes until it disappeared from his field of sight. So, it could be that the Kandahar Giant is not an isolated case. So, what could the Kandahar Giant actually be? Most likely, the Kandahar Giant is just a military legend. Just as World War II pilots had their Foo Fighters and Vietnam soldiers had their rock apes, the participants in the Great War on Terror may have just fabricated the story as sort of a campfire tale. And the fact that there is no hard proof of the giant's existence, despite there even being a supposed dead body, just feeds the legend theory. The U.S. government has repeatedly denied any existence of the giant, and media outlets that have investigated have come up with nothing, not even evidence of a missing platoon or a casualty named Dan at the time of the encounter. So it could just be a military myth. Of course, the conspiracy theorists say, that's what someone who's trying to cover it up would say. And they have a point. The legend even addresses the cover-up with its NDA and court-martial threat. So sure, deep state tinfoil hat cover-up? Why not? Another theory suggests that the giant was actually one of the biblical Nephilim. And this tracks. The Nephilim were descendants of sons of God and human wives, and were as violent as they were powerful. With all that power, they could still be living nowadays, right? Of course, this theory relies on a belief in the Bible itself. It also could be some other type of relic hominid, sort of a missing link between man and apes. A story from the Russian Civil War in the 1920s that involved primate-like animals is eerily similar to the Kandahar Giant story, and it's said that these giant ape-like creatures migrated to Pakistan and Afghanistan. Or, the Russian story could have been the inspiration for the Kandahar Giant story. It also could have been just a rogue group of Taliban fighters, and the Americans were ashamed of being beaten, so they made up a story. But that sounds almost as far-fetched as it being a real giant. Speaking of far-fetched, another theory says that the Kandahar Giant was an alien, which does go along with the differences in digit numbers and teeth from humans. But, real or not, aliens are generally not considered hostile. Which leads us to what we all hope it was, that it is a humanoid creature yet unclassified by science. A cryptid. Whatever it is, the Kandahar Giant has become an almost creepypasta-like legend on the internet, living on in countless YouTube videos and podcasts like this one. It ranks up there with the Russian sleep experiment and Jeff the Killer as far as retelling value goes. And, since the government quickly and quietly snatched up all the evidence, we'll probably never know the truth. So the retellings are all we've got. But those retellings are fascinating nonetheless. And that's about it for this episode of the Cryptozoo. If you enjoyed what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, review, and all that other stuff. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, so drop in there and say hi. We're also at thecryptozoo.com. That's thecrypto-zoo.com. So pop on over there, too. And until next time, good night, sleep tight, and don't stop believing.
We love cryptids, big and small.